$1,200. That's how much the KLOS High-Low Cash Contest is up to now. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. The last guess was 53. So that was high. Keep in mind that as you decide what number you want to choose when you're caller 13, sometime between now and 4. And when you are, you definitely get tickets to see Journey and Billy Idol. That's happening April 4th at the Honda Center, April 5th at the Staples Center. Those tickets on sale as we speak via Ticketmaster. And that's nice and all, but now...
And now, a moment with Kevin.
Have you ever been unclothed from the waist down?
This has been a moment with Kevin.
You know, you've been such a good boy or girl, you deserve another one.
And now, a moment with Kevin.
At this factory, and they look up, and there's a huge, what do you call it when the snow is piling up and coming down the mountain?
Avalanche?
Thank you.
Oh my God, I think that's a moment with.
Woo!
Ding, ding, ding.
This has been a moment with Kevin.
That is the guy you're going to go see. If you join us to play the KLOS High-Low Cash Contest sometime between now and 4, we're going to ask you to be caller 13. And if, in fact, you are, not only get to play the game, you also get two tickets to see Journey and Billy Idol. That is happening April 4th at the Honda Center and April 5th at the Staples Center. Those tickets on sale even as we speak at Sluggo. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon on KLOS. And I don't know if you've noticed, but... Kevin's voice has been a little funky lately, just recently. I don't know if I should divulge this on the air, but he's actually having his brain completely replaced. They've been pulling it apart piece by piece, like a big Lego sort of thing creation, and now they're to his voice. So he's not actually here today, which means you're going to hear the worst of once again, which might include something like this.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Cheers.
We have our high-low game coming up this hour.
Yeah, it's up to $1,100 now. And the last guess was 65. That was a low number that they guessed.
Correct.
So good luck with that.
Don't call on that now. We're going to do it a little bit later.
Yep.
Right now, we're going to talk to you if you found something creepy in your house. And this is based on a UK man who made a shocking discovery inside the wall of his new house.
Oh, okay.
Inside the wall.
Wow. All right.
Thank you for freeing me, reads the note.
Whoa!
On a little doll.
Thank you for freeing me.
Yes.
Okay. How old is this house?
I love this story because it's Halloween time.
Mm-hmm, right.
So we're going to ask for scary things that you found in your house.
This doesn't belong in this house. Where did this come from?
It was, I believe this note came from 1961.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So maybe other families had lived there, but this guy...
busted out the wall.
Yes, and found a little a hideous doll.
Nice.
And this is what the note says. My original owners lived in this house in 1961.
Nice.
I didn't like them, so they had to go. How great is that?
That is awesome.
All they did was sing and be merry. It was all sickening. Stabbing was my choice of death for them.
Damn.
Stabbing was my choice of death for them.
And you said it's like a really ugly doll?
Yes.
Freaky little thing?
A freaky doll.
Oh, that is so cool.
All they did was sing and be merry. It was sickening.
I hear that. Cheerfulness.
Stabbing was my choice of death for them. And then it ends by saying, so I hope you have knives. That's fantastic.
Wow, you know, I would laugh my ass off if I busted out a wall and something had been there for 50 years
that.
But there are other people that lose their minds over finding
that. Oh, P.S. Hope you sleep well. Just put it on there.
That is a hell of a prank.
That's
great. Unless they're watching the news even now, all these years later, they have no idea that it finally paid off.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, they must have been, well, they were killed that night by the doll. So,
I'm sorry, when the doll crawled in and was sitting there laughing
with
this whole time.
Yeah. So 818-955-KLOS, if you found something creepy in your house.
Something that wasn't supposed to be there.
The creepier, the better.
Yes, please.
If you don't understand it, great. If it's threatening, better.
Oh, yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Call now. We were talking about a UK man that found a doll inside his walls.
This is one of my favorite stories in a long time. I love this.
And the doll was holding a note. Thank you for freeing me. My original owners lived in this house in 1961. I didn't like them, so they had to go. All they did was sing and be merry. It was sickening.
Yeah.
Stabbing was my choice of death for them. I hope you have knives.
Oh, my God. You find this doll in your wall.
Hope you sleep well.
That is awesome.
So we're talking about scary things that you found at your house. You have one?
A pink bone when I dug it out of a backyard.
A pink bone?
Yes. Yeah.
What kind of bone do you know?
Pink.
I have no idea.
Oh, one of pink bones.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
It was like half chewed up. Because when we first moved into our house, like this was like 20 years ago, mm-hmm. we were digging up, like planting stuff, and then all of a sudden we see like a pink bone like buried, and it's like...
Did it look like a femur?
I think so.
Yes.
Did you eat it?
What?
I don't know.
You can't eat a bone?
He's going weirder down the line. Oh, you could. You can crush that sucker up and put it into...
It depends on his jaw strength.
I guess so, yeah.
KLOS, hello.
So, my wife and I have three girls, and when they were little, my wife would always go all out for the tooth fairy when any of them lost a tooth.
Right.
One of the girls had lost a tooth during the day, so they go to sleep. We put a little bit of money under their pillow, and my wife, going all out, she sprinkles some glittery pixie dust from the windowsill all the way across the floor to the foot of the bed.
That's pretty clever. Yeah.
That's very creative.
It's really cool, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we go to bed. We're woke up in the morning. The girls are all laughing and giggling and carry on because the daughter of the lost tooth got money under her pillow. So we both walk in there, you know, see what's going on and join the festivities. And I look down in the pixie dust halfway across the room is a full-size adult molar. Roots and all.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes. A full-size adult tooth was in the pixie dust on the floor, and neither one of us have any explanation as to where the hell it came from.
You don't think your wife is just pranking you all this time?
Yes, I don't think so, because if anybody was to prank anybody, it'd be me.
Right, right.
Did you check her mouth?
Yeah.
Wow, that's funky.
I love
that. That's a good one, man. That is weird.
That's strong.
It was a bizarre one.
What'd you do with it?
We threw it as far as I could throw it.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's great, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS. What weird thing did you find in here?
Yeah. That is great.
Man, I'm loving that. That is really good. New Slash. Brand new stuff from Slash. River is rising. And thanks to him for getting that to us here at KLOS.
It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about scary or creepy things that you found in your house. You have one?
Yes, we have a ghost in our house. And lots of things happen, like pictures jumping off the walls. And I heard a loud crash a couple weeks ago. And I went in the garage because that's where it came from. And it was the ice chest tipped over with beers around it, and we didn't put the ice chest away with beers in it.
There were no beers in it when you put it away?
There were no beers in it. We put it on the shelves and it...
Listen, the ghost needs cold beer.
Do you have any idea who lived there before?
No.
Satan?
Right on. Thanks for calling. That's very odd.
KLOS, hello.
I wonder if you can drink beer in the afterlife. Hello, KLOS.
Good question. And what beer would it be?
That's a good question. Lava. Lava beer.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, fellas? You guys talking about weird things?
Yes, scary things you found in your house. Or creepy.
Well, it wasn't exactly scary. I actually found a dildo in an attic access.
That's not creepy. That's just...
That's just somebody having fun in the attic.
That's just weird.
I have some questions, but I guess I won't.
Nope.
But thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
I found something not so scary, but gross.
Right,
we like gross.
All right, let's
go with that. Sure.
All right, I moved into an apartment in Santa Monica, and in the bathroom, there was a shelf that was about a foot from the ceiling. And I was reaching up there, cleaning it out, and I pulled out about a 12-inch long pink dildo.
Two in a row. Did you say 12 inches?
Yeah, it was long and wiggly.
Wiggly. Is there any chance that the dildo was haunted?
Absolutely. What?
Did you think it was a ghost dildo?
$1,200. If you don't need that kind of cash, then just sit there and stare at your phone. It's the high-low cash game. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and it's up to $1,200 right now. The last guess between 0 and 95 was 53, and that was too too high, man. Just too high, you know? So you be caller 13 818 955 KLOS. If you are, you're for sure going to go see the Honda Center on April 4th or April 5th at the Staples Center. Journey and Billy Idol. Those tickets on sale now via Ticketmaster. But you're going to win before you win if you're caller 13 right now. 818 955 KLOS. Good luck. Hello, KLOS, who are you?
Mitch from La Mirada.
What's up, Mitch from La Mirada?
All right, how you doing?
You know, fair to middle, and it's Friday! It's freaking Friday! Woo!
That's right, it is.
So I'm pretty good. Hey, you're a little better because you're caller 13, which means you win tickets to see Journey and Billy Idol, man.
You know how many weeks I've been trying this? Oh, my
really?
God.
Really? Yeah, so you know now you get to play the high-low game, right?
Yes, sir.
Do it, man.
I think you said 58 was the last number.
53 actually was the last one. And that was too high. So what below 53 sounds good? You roll them dice.
I'm going to go with 38.
38.
Are you high? Are you high? You are high.
What a load of crap. Boom. Come on, boom.
Oh,
boom,
man.
Boom.
Well, I won the ticket.
Yeah, there you go. That's the right damn attitude. And happy Friday to you, man.
Well, happy Friday to you.
Wow, well done. You've done it. Your voodoo doll has worked. You've stabbed the voodoo doll of Kevin Ryder in the throat. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And, you know, what does a DJ need? A clue. A voice. And he is sans his voice again today. It's sort of been going in and out and in and out. And in and out all week, but he decided to lie about. But fortunately, through the magic of knowing how to turn on a tape recorder, we're able to hear him say this. I mean, now I want to know what Dave's favorite disco song is.
Same.
Favorite disco band.
I would guess it's the one he remade.
Yeah, the Gap Band. Bee Gees.
I would guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Makes sense.
He's doing a whole album. Not a whole album. I think he's doing four or five songs for a record day store. And he's putting it on a vinyl.
Right, which is awesome.
New California bill would decriminalize psychedelics. Expunge criminal records.
Oh, and expunge criminal records. That's a great idea.
According to Senator Scott Wiener.
Get out of here now. That is not his name.
According to Senator Scott Wiener.
Out.
The war on drugs has been a complete failure.
Yeah, right.
It hasn't stopped people from using drugs, and it hasn't stopped addiction.
Oh, man.
So California is on the verge of becoming the latest state to decriminalize psychedelics for personal and therapeutic use.
Wow.
How about that?
Timothy Leary would be very happy.
It would decriminalize substances such as psilocybin, which I'm not sure what that is.
We have some right here if you'd like to try some.
MDMA.
Yeah, you have
LSD,
some here.
Ketamine, DMT, and mescaline. All of those would be legalized.
Well, that's not going to happen. Although I said there was no way that weed would ever be legal, so I
but weed
I
stand is such
corrected.
An easy decision. That's
exactly.
Absurd.
It's a gateway drug.
Well, I finally am my favorite politician is Senator Scott Wiener.
I mean, great name, first
and
of all.
And I believe we have him on the Heineken 00 hotline.
Well, you got to tell me these things before I make fun of someone.
Yeah, sorry. Senator.
Hello?
It's okay, guys. It's nothing I haven't heard before.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Sorry, man.
Yeah. It's all right.
Okay. So tell me about your bill that's going to make all of this legal. Do you think it has a chance?
I do. You know, here in the 11th District where I serve near San Francisco up in California, I've talked to my constituents, and a lot of people are very much behind this. They, too, recognize that the war on drugs, quote unquote, has been a failure, like you mentioned, and it's simply not working. And these substances you mentioned, they all have excellent therapeutic uses that really we need to legalize them and to use them in the proper way.
And then expunging the records, that needs to happen with all the weed people in jail for weed over the years in prison.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. People doing hard time for things that are, well, now completely legal in the state of California.
Insane.
And in this particular case, these have a medicinal and therapeutic purposes, a lot of these psychedelics, and they need to be taken off that Schedule 1 list.
Makes sense.
So then you could also just kind of take it, even if it's not for medicinal
reasons.
Well,
you said, is your bill for personal and therapeutic use?
Ideally, yes. Hold on a second. Because they're for people, that's why. I'm sorry, my dog was asking me a question.
What?
My dog was asking me a question. He wants to know why I can have steaks and he can't have steaks. He's always talking to me.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Oh, hey, oh boy, my desk is bleeding. That's not good.
What?
Anybody got a big Band-Aid? My desk is bleeding. There's blood everywhere. Okay.
Is that a normal occurrence?
Oh, it is for me. I take a lot of these same substances we've been talking about.
Oh, I see. I get it. So MDMA, oh. LSD, ketamine, what?
Oh, your voice is blue. I can see your voice.
My voice is blue.
Yeah. Oh, that's a pretty shade of blue. You're like one of those blue men group. You know, they paint their faces red, those guys.
He is actually wearing blue, so you're freaking me out a little.
Oh, my penis is a raccoon. Now I'm in trouble.
What? A raccoon?
Oh, my penis is a raccoon. Oh, they're vicious. Ow! Gee, okay. Stop biting my leg.
Okay. Listen, maybe don't take the psychedelics when you're in the legislature trying to put this bill through.
Oh, sure. Now you tell me. My phone is Ed Sheeran. It's not good.
Your phone is Ed Sheeran?
Yeah, it's got curly red hair and it sings poorly.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and...
some guy. Bill?
Sluggo.
Yes. Oh.
Sluggo. Here's the headline. People recovering from COVID may have substantial drop in intelligence.
Hence, you're forgetting who I am? Because you had it twice?
I had it twice. I didn't have a lot of...
brain power to begin with?
Intelligence to begin with. So having it twice and beating it twice means that I had... people who beat it once have a substantial drop in intelligence. I don't know what the word is for twice.
Dose. Ladies and gentlemen, my pal Kevin here had a COVID twice,
yeah,
a year apart, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And you had fever dreams. You were in the hospital.
It was pretty
emergency
awful.
Room on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that was a great New Year's Eve.
So let's see. When you have a fever,
yeah,
a serious fever like you had,
yeah,
isn't it possible? I mean, it's killing your brain. It's hurting your cranium. Your
right. I mean, it was...
thinking process. I can see that this is true.
It was 104.
Yeah.
A little below, a little above 104 for a while.
And you were seeing stuff that wasn't there.
I was.
You were telling Bean how much you loved him, but he wasn't in the room.
It was a weird time.
I want to marry you, Bean. You're calling people.
My daughter literally had to put me back in bed because I was chasing people around.
Wow, that weren't there.
And she's like, go to bed! She's angry because this is like the fourth night in a row I see people.
So she's talking to you like a four-year-old. So in
yes.
other words,
and
maybe
it worked.
Yeah.
The long-term effect of COVID-19 infection could include a drop in intelligence, according to research. Between last year, between January and December, scientists conducted the Great British Intelligence Test.
Oh, Great British!
That examined the IQ of 81,337 people.
Mm.
Among those were 13,000 people who had been infected with the virus.
Okay.
Tasks requiring problem solving, planning, and reasoning were harder for them than for people who didn't have the virus.
Right, but did they test those same people before they got the virus? I mean, there'd have to be like a baseline.
Research into their research?
There should be a baseline.
I'm not smart enough to research this article.
Well, but you were before you got COVID.
I was before I got it,
the second time, the first time.
In the worst cases, mm-hmm. when people had been on a ventilator, I was not.
Mm.
To beat the disease, the researcher recorded a 7-point drop in intelligence.
Wow.
That's a solid drop.
That is.
That takes me down from like a 40 to like a 33. So that's not ideal.
Sure you got 40. Shut up, man.
So these results accord with reports of long-term COVID, where brain fog, trouble concentrating, and difficulty finding the correct words are common.
Ooh, that last one. Maybe you had COVID before anybody
let
in the world had
ask,
it.
Let me
like
just
a
say
long
that
time ago.
Is that I had brain fog, not frog, trouble concentrating and difficulty finding correct words long before COVID.
You, man, you're way ahead of the curve, man.
Am I ahead?
You're the one who started. Were you in Wuhan by any chance?
I had it when I was like a high schooler. That was my problem.
Look, this is your brain, and this is your brain on COVID.
So
okay?
Apparently,
any questions?
I've dropped in intelligence, and that's not great. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
So that happened.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. There was a survey of 1,200 people that offered some intriguing and, frankly, sorrowful conclusions about the future, this article says.
And this is a very 2021 sort of thing to be talking about. What you would expect to be talking about here.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah.
So, 1,200 people, and they say that More than 40% of them. 40
Uh-huh.
So approaching half.
Damn near half.
Think it would be a fine idea to have sex with a robot.
Like as they are now, like Robbie the robot, or like one that looks pretty hot?
I think they're assuming a hot robot.
Right.
I mean, yeah, because that's the future, right?
Yeah, not C-3PO.
No, no, although I would have sex with C-3PO.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, in a second. A lot of people say you never know till you try it.
That's an interesting way of looking at it.
I'm going to say that's bogus because... You know, I've never tried not having an arm, but I know that I wouldn't enjoy that.
I have to wonder if these 40% also have already blown up something.
Oh, interesting.
You know, did that,
each other? Oh, you mean, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
You know, I mean, maybe they're more
like
inclined
a doll.
To. Sure. You've already tried it that way. Why not something that's more realistic?
You?
Until about maybe 10 years ago, I think I would have said yes, absolutely. And now I'm like, I don't know, something just kind of clicked in my head. And I'm like, no, that's...
Yeah, you...
No. Really? You wouldn't? I mean, no way.
No.
You program it to do whatever you want.
No.
To look like whatever you want.
Because a person is infinitely... I mean, are you comparing it with a person or no one?
No, I'm just comparing
it. If you're comparing it with no one,
yes.
Maybe.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe.
You're just not nearly as randy as most of us are, I don't think.
Oh. I don't want to argue that. I can tell you, however, that a finely tuned 3%...
Okay.
Of these people, it would only be a one-night stand. So they just want to try it.
Oh, 100%. I would have always been that
BS.
Way.
Yes.
No. I'm going to move in with it.
Yes, you would. You would move in with it.
Suddenly it's, what is that? Serenity.
You know, yes. Yes, correct.
He married her.
The other 39%.
Yeah.
Which, again, is...
Mm-hmm.
A huge number believe that they could have a romantic relationship with a robot.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense
and
to me.
And maybe, here's what I'm trying to think about them. Maybe they're thinking that if the robot was programmed to like them.
Right.
As they are.
Right.
So they're not trying to find another human being that likes them as they are.
Right.
Maybe they could see that happening.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's sad. That statistic is sad.
That's probably
a
one-night
stand. All right, listen. Yeah. Whatever. But you can
you are
love.
In.
No, I don't think I would be. But
I think I'm gonna
be.
Yeah, there you go. Interesting.
I mean, just for the story. Right.
Sure.
Should we take calls?
Yeah. Would you?
Would you?
Yeah. I mean, I think ultimately, sadly, I bet give it 100 years and people will be living with. In a romantic way, a robot?
I wouldn't be surprised. But I can't imagine that they can love.
Well,
that's something that you can't really program.
Yeah. Some people fall in love with body pillows. So.
Well, I mean, that's true.
So, I don't know.
I don't know any of them.
Don't talk
I guess
back
that's
much.
True.
Yeah. No, you sure don't. I don't know any.
818-955. KLOS.
Would you do it with a robot?
Yes.
Yeah. Would you want that robot to be fresh?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of my thing. It has to not be.
It has to be factory sealed.
Yeah. Fresh off the assembly line.
Just to make sure it's not you're not renting it for
still
a night.
Still warm from the assembly line. It has that new robot smell.
All right, so you would. You know what? Let's do two things. Let's do by yourself. Mm-hmm. If you end up by yourself.
Right.
Or you would prefer it to a person.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a little sad. Let's just say if you end up by yourself.
Yeah,
let's
okay.
just, if you would, we need to talk to you.
Yes.
And surprisingly, not surprisingly, almost all these people are guys.
Oh, sure. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Naturally. 100%.
Because guys
are dumb.
Will use anything.
Yes, that's right.
Carpet. Couch. Wall. Doesn't matter.
Wall socket.
All right, 818-955-KLOS. Do you think that our listeners could sue us for whiplash? Because we started the hour
with a really important
trying to help
good subject.
Afghan refugees
right.
relocate. And now we're asking the question, would you have sex with a robot?
I think I know who you need to ask about that. Your two friends. Could they sue us
KLOS,
for whiplash?
Hello.
Hey, heard you guys were talking about dating robots.
Yep.
I mean, dating, quote
dating
unquote,
is a nice word, but would you have sex with it?
Oh, yeah.
So, thank you for thinking about it deeply.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. So would I date it? No.
Right.
No, like I need.
You have to draw the line
for that.
Yeah, of course. Like, I think so too.
But like a robot whore?
Yes.
You know, she has needs to. Oh no, she doesn't. She just has to be plugged in. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Like they like show up at your door and you like put a few quarters in there or something. Then yeah.
I'm guessing you wouldn't get a lot for a few quarters.
Yeah, you probably have to swipe a credit card. Some slot of hers, I suppose. But thanks for calling.
Gotta go.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
It's true.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Talking about having sex with robots. You in?
Well, I wouldn't personally, but the first thing I thought of was Frank Zappa's Joe's Garage. I believe he explores that theme in that album and song.
That's true.
So, that is true.
So maybe that's where Moon Unit 1 originally came from. Maybe she's a robot.
You never know.
Thanks for calling, man.
Especially with him, you never know.
Yeah, it's very true.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Thumbs up, thumbs down on the robot sex.
There's four criteria.
Oh, wow.
It has to be pretty.
Pretty, okay.
It has to be pretty.
Mm-hmm.
A big set of jugs.
Right.
Woman inside.
Okay. And what?
And give good.
I mean, you're so needy.
Hey, most robots can do that already, though, so I don't think that's a problem, dude. I think you're good.
I'm just a pig.
Thanks for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon, and we are taking calls on over 40% of people say they would have sex with a robot. Shocking. That's a shocking number.
Is it?
Would you?
I don't think it would be possible for nobody to do it.
I don't know what that means.
Well, I thought about it after I heard it on the radio. And mm-hmm. Now think about it. You've got a wife and you've got a girlfriend, and both of them know how to tell you no.
Right.
So if you had a robot that didn't know how to tell you no, you might end up like that poor guy in Japan that masturbated himself to almost dying.
Yeah, so you think,
oh, that's a good point.
So you think the robot wouldn't tell you no, so you would kill yourself on it.
Exactly.
What a way to go.
Make
the newspapers that way. Oh, my God. Dude, that's awesome.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
All right, man. Bye.
Bye. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you. Sex with robots?
Yeah, I'm having sex with a robot right now.
Oh, nice.
What's her name?
Yeah.
I've been married 35 years. You know, it's a little robotic. Sunday and Thursday, whether you need it or not.
I sure hope she's not listening.
Have a good one.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
I'm afraid, man. I'm afraid. You're telling me this is hardcore.
This story is not possible and also happened.
Okay.
In the United Kingdom.
Okay.
A teen had to undergo emergency surgery after he attempted to measure his penis.
Well, wait, now, before we go a step further,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a pretty standard rite of passage.
Correct.
Most fellas, at some point or another, and you might want to set up a couple ways to make sure you're getting an accurate reading. You might go to a little extra. I don't know this story yet, but you're telling me.
Well, you'll be blown away by this story, then, because, yes.
I never had a problem.
Right.
It was easy.
Except for it was not short enough.
Not short enough.
He determined that he was going to measure it with a USB cable.
Okay. You mean wrap it up? Or just what?
That's a great question. Thank you for asking.
Oh, no.
By inserting it into his urethra.
Get the hell out of here. Just leave. Go. Leave. You don't shove stuff up there. We had a camera in there. You don't need that. That's pain. What was he thinking?
I do not know.
Get out of the studio now.
I'm not done. Are you crazy? That's just the beginning. That's
what
the
kind
opening
of
sentence.
Moon. I mean, I would think that immediately you would lose any kind of traction ground you've gained.
Mm-hmm.
Just shoving that in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
This 15-year-old
mm-hmm.
was, quote, triggered by sexual curiosity.
Sure.
So his answer for the measurement was to push the USB cord in as far as it went.
Do these kids not have rulers nowadays?
And then, I'm sure they do. And then figure out that way.
Oh, I get it, but
what the length is.
Oh, man. So was he going to go around to people and say, look, it's as long as this USB cord?
Probably. If this is what he's doing, I would guess so, yes.
Wow!
The cable
uh-huh.
became lodged in his scrotum.
Oh! He was determined to
push. He was like, it's still going. I must be huge.
Incredibly dumb.
Family had to take him to the hospital.
Oh, wait. Now, let's unpack that.
Okay.
You got to go out into the front room. Mm-hmm. Mom and Dad watching the TV, watching the telly.
Yep.
He said this was in Britain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid I've got a cold in me.
He didn't say that because he was embarrassed.
Oh, no.
So he just said he had pain and he did not tell them. When he got to the hospital, he asked his mom to step out.
Sure.
Because it was too embarrassing.
Yeah, Mom. Give us a minute.
And this is a mom that has a 15-year-old, so she's intensely interested in what's wrong with him.
Of course. What have you done now?
They tried to remove the cord.
Oh, man.
At that hospital and could not.
Oh, no.
So they transferred him to the University College Hospital in London. Now he's at his second hospital.
Having traveled around with that. Mom, and wait, is there a little bit sticking out then, I suppose?
It didn't say that.
It must have been.
It did not say that. I don't think there was.
It went all the way in?
Listen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is enough as it is.
So, second hospital. Mm-hmm. Mom, would you mind?
Wait, she still doesn't know. They had to have told her.
It doesn't say that in the story. It says that he asked her to leave again.
They get a bit more privacy over there.
So then they x-rayed it to see what they were dealing with, and they found a huge knot of USB wire inside said scrotum.
Device.
And surgeons apparatus. Had to make an incision.
Oh, come on.
To remove the giant, like, well, I can only assume is like 12 feet of wire ball. Not testicle, but like it was in a...
Yeah.
They described it as a bunch of necklaces that were all tied up together.
Wow!
So they did the incision and they removed it, and he recovered without incident.
Except that no one's ever going to let him live it down. What's his phone number? 011.
It does not list his phone number. We would be on the phone with him right now. Is that the dumbest human being alive?
Yes. Wow.
Right.
Wow.
Agreed.
Wow.
Wow, indeed. So that's a thing. Don't do that.
So that happened. Kevin and Sluggo, afternoon. You have a question, sir?
For God's sakes, is this Kevin and Sluggo?
It is, for God's sakes. What can
I
we do for you?
I swear to God, Kevin. Kevin, I don't even know why they hired your ass over there. You're all that alternative foo-foo crap. Well, you're on the rock and roll station now, for God's sake.
And I'm happy to be here. And I'm really happy that you're happy, too.
I'm happier than a turd in a pile of dung, but I'm telling you.
So what song would be his perfect indoctrination?
What song will help my training?
Oh, for goodness sake, he's got to go for some AC/DC, and maybe that Led Zeppelin's a little off for me, but... in Motley Crue and stuff, but he's used to all that Killers and that kind of stuff, you know, but it's all right. He's an okay guy.
But yeah, he smells a little funny, but he's got a heart of gold.
My goodness, he smells worse than anything. I went by him one day, almost passed out, for God's sake.
I can't tell
if... He's a power bump.
You're welcome.
I love you guys. You're doing the Lord's work.
All right, thank you. Let's Thanks, end dude. On that.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Amen.
Take our money. Allow us to give you $1,300 right now. KLOS high-low game. Caller 13 picks up tickets to see Journey and Billy Idol. April 4th at the Honda Center. April 5th at Staples Center. Those tickets on sale now via Ticketmaster. But if you're caller 13, you also get to play our precious little game. A number between 0 and 95. The last guess was 38, and that was too high. So if you got something lower than 38, between 0 and 95, be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
It's Dwayne.
Dwayne, you are caller 13.
Right on. That is groovy.
You're going to see Journey and Billy Idol, first of all.
I'm all over it.
And you don't even have to trade up like Monty Hall always wanted to do. You just step on over here and play the high-low game now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Nice. All right, the last guess was 38. It's something between 0 and 95, and 38 was too high. So for $1,300, what's the number you got?
Let's go with 31.
Now.
Are you high?
Are you high?
You are high.
a kite.
That rude damn machine says you're too high. Are you going to get too high tonight or this weekend?
You know, I might. Then I'm going to come break that machine.
I'll help you, man. We'll do an office space on it out in the field somewhere, man.
All right.
But congratulations on Journey and Billy Idol. You win.
Thank you, brother.
Hello, KLOS Radio.
Hey, love the show, guys.
Thank you.
Paul in Long Beach. How about Cult of Personality from Living Color?
I do love that song.
It is the KLOS All Request Fest, and you are up.
Oh, shit, man. I lost my mind. Hey, can you play Judas Priest? Heading out to the highway.
Yeah, who are you?
Oh, my name is Rob.
Rob, thank you for swearing and for requesting Judas Priest.
Yeah, sorry about swearing, man. Just natural.
Yeah, you know?
No worries.
I don't know what the you're talking about, man. Hello, KLOS!
Gentlemen, I'm sorry.
Hello.
Must be Bobby tickets, I see.
Nicely done.
Darth Vader needs to hear Die to Live.
He's more machine now than man.
Yes.
All right, you got it. Thank you, Grover.
I don't think that was Grover. Thank you.
Love you guys.
Hello, KLOS.
Which one are you, Kevin or Sluggo?
Yes, either.
Yes. Oh, you're both. Oh,
yes.
That's amazing.
And who are you?
This is Mr. Mosh down here in Julian, California. I'd like to hear some Motorhead.
Hell yeah. What do you want to hear?
I want to hear The Chase is Better Than the Catch, man.
You got it, dude.
All right, man. You guys are the best,
Thank
man.
You. Lemmy!
Hey!
Hello, boys and girls. Hello. This is Lemmy from Motorhead. You know, the ugly one. And you're listening to 95.5 KLOS. What do those letters stand for? Light them on your pajamas and send them in, and we'll tell you who's running next week.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Hello?
Hey, I need some Dirty Honey, guys.
Yeah.
Dirty Honey.
Okay, who are you?
My name's Joe. I'm right down the street from you guys in Burbank.
All right, Joe. Well, here's their take on Aerosmith's Last Child for you on KLOS. First, it was Dirty Honey by request covering Aerosmith, and then it was Aerosmith covering the Beatles, not by request, come together. 95.5 KLOS. It's the Slug Monstrosity, and I hope you listen to my pal Marcy every single, especially on Fridays at 12 noon, but boot camp that happens at 12 noon Monday through Friday. She just plays whatever the hell. She picks up themes, and then on Fridays, of course, it's party themes and new music and whatever else she feels like playing. And I heard her play this brand new thing from Danny Elfman. It is called Happy on KLOS. Danny Elfman creating an odd song? How odd. I heard Marcy play that today, so we figured on the ARF, the All Request Fest, we'd throw in Danny Elfman's new thing called Happy, which of course also begs this.
And now, a moment with Kevin.
Danny Elfman is on the phone. Danny, can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah, yeah.
Did I see on Instagram you with pigs?
Pigs?
Was it pigs or dogs?
No, chicken.
Chickens?
Chickens.
Wow,
it dude.
Was, I knew it was
something. Kevin's new to this earth, so he's not sure about what kind of animals
Listen,
they are.
I just knew it was like I didn't expect to see Danny Elfman with chickens.
Like pigs with feathers and beaks.
This has been a moment with Kevin.
Those guys, Volbeat, want to know what you think of their new stuff, Servant of the Mind. You can find them on social media and let them know they've been retweeting people that have been saying, damn! Volbeat is who that is, and it's Shotgun Blues. And pre-recorded Kevin, take it.
KLOS, it's our all request. What's happening?
That was an odd noise. What's going on, sir? Do you need help, sir or madam?
Yes, I need money.
You need money?
All right, I'll go to the ATM. How much would you like?
The $500 gas, because these prices are crazy.
Right? All right, we're going to do that very soon. Just be listening for the word to text all weekend and get yourself some cash. What's your name?
Maria.
Do you have a song you want to hear?
Yes. Can you please play any Metallica song?
King Nothing. No relation to King Vitamin. Or Quisp. Or Quake. It's Sluggo, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Our pal Kevin will be back come Monday. He promises, even if he's talking like this. Because he's actually totally lost his voice, which is so weird. Yes, sadly, I generally don't. But I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful Kitty of Oz. Greg Beharrell is in next, and I'll see you come Monday. Oh, by the way, Kevin has one last thought for you. Kevin?
Sorry, I have to swallow.
You know, I was calling about the take your daughter to lunch at the pizza lunch at the Viper Room.
Oh, no, actually, that's ancient history. That's totally over now. In fact, actually, that never even happened, sir.
As long as I got you on the phone, if anybody has bunions or corns or something, I'm a podiatrist, and so I'll be willing to take on any of those.
Well, now it's a party.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, but it's only one of us today because somebody was having eye trouble. They couldn't see coming to work, which, of course, I heartily applaud. Ditching school. But some of this might sound a bit familiar to you as a result. Things did not go as planned for Deep Purple on this day in rock in 1971 when they showed up in Switzerland to record their Machine Head album. But the next day, the casino where they were going to record it burned to the ground, leading, of course, to smoke on the water. But the hotel that the Rolling Stones mobile unit was using. Bono's missing laptop was returned to him by a good Samaritan on this day in rock in 1999. The young man had bought the laptop for £300 and then found a whole bunch of forthcoming Bono and's like, hey, you want your laptop back, buddy?